The silent killer wears lip gloss. Let's talk about depression. Let's just get this out of the way. Depression doesn't always look like crying in a dark room. Sometimes it looks like showing up early. Sometimes it looks like checking on everybody else. Sometimes it looks like overachievement, over-apologizing, and over-functioning. Sometimes it looks like lip gloss in a clean kitchen and a calendar that's completely full because if you sit still for too long, it all might catch up with you. From up here, I can see it so clearly. Depression is not just sadness. It's not just tears or gray skies or sleeping all day. Sometimes, yes, but not always. Depression is sneaky. It's high functioning. It's tidy. It's productive. And that's why it's so dangerous. We miss it in ourselves because it doesn't look like anything is wrong. We miss it in others because we're too distracted by how well they're holding it together. We miss it because depression isn't always loud. Sometimes it whispers, "You're not doing enough. You're always tired because you're lazy. If you slow down, you'll fall apart. Nobody actually sees you. You don't really matter." Some days it feels like you're walking through water while everyone else is sprinting on land. You wake up already defeated. You feel guilty for not feeling grateful. You go through the motions, you crack jokes, you meet deadlines. But internally, it's flat, foggy, like you're watching your own life happen from a few steps behind your body. This isn't drama. It's not weakness. It's depression wearing a mask that says, "I'm fine." We have to stop assuming that silence means stability. The people you see laughing the loudest may be fighting the hardest battles. The ones always checking on others, often the loneliest. The ones who never cancel plans, who never ask for help, who never say, "I'm not okay," sometimes they're the ones you should be checking on most. So let me say it now, in case no one else has. You don't have to be falling apart visibly for your pain to be real. You don't have to justify your depression by explaining your trauma. You don't have to earn support by proving how bad it is. Your experience matters, even when it's quiet. Some people don't die from depression in a blaze. Some people fade. They withdraw. They stop dreaming. They settle into numbness. They become shells of themselves. Until one day they're just gone in all the ways that count. That's why this matters. Final thoughts from the sky. If depression is whispering to you, I want to offer a louder voice today. You are needed. You are not weak. You are not broken. And you are allowed to ask for help before it feels urgent. The sky isn't falling, but if it feels like you are, don't keep that fall a secret. We don't heal by hiding. Let's talk about it. Let's rise anyway. With altitude and fire, Robin.